The lights have switched 6 times now. On for 16 hours, off for 8. 3 days I've been locked in this cage. I eat and drink here out of dog bowls. I sleep here naked except for my collar, with only a ripped old towel that I usually just roll into a pillow. The overseer would never allow me to cover myself with anything. The only times he lets me out of my cage is to use the bathroom, and once every day to plant his seed in me. I like to get out of my cage, even if I can't stand up and I have to crawl everywhere. The first day in my cage, the overseer came and unlocked and took me out in front of Alice, who was still locked in her cage. My knees were grinding into the tile floor and my head bounced above my hands. I crawled out and he got behind me and hit me a few times on the ass, which awoke Alice. And then he put his thick cock inside of me. It didn't last long. I got out of my cage for maybe 10 minutes. I couldn't come that time. It was weird with Alice right there watching. Most of the other girls didn't watch. Not Alice. He told me I was being a bad girl still, and he pushed me right back into the cage. But he likes to fuck me, he told me so. And he likes to fuck me really hard, usually from behind, his cock hammering deep inside of me. It hurts usually, but I like it, and I usually come at least once. The overseer seems to like that I come on his cock, and he tells me he loves the way I moan for him. It all makes me dizzy, kind of, and usually a little sleepy afterward. The second day, the overseer came into the room where his cages were. It's a back room in his quarters. He opened my cage and told me to crawl out to his breeding room. He had a bunch of things in there. Things that would hurt me and things that would hold me down for him to either punish me or to use me. He made me get up on my knees and open my mouth. He used my throat to get hard, pushing his cock deep into my mouth, where it quickly grew until I started to gag on it. He likes that, too, when I gag on his cock. He fucked me like that for a long time. I was tearing up from gagging and coughing so much. There was a puddle of spit on the ground that was gathering out to my knees, and spit was running down my chest and stomach as I was gasping for breath when he pulled himself away and up. He took me by the hair and put me in the wooden stocks. He told me he traded that naughty girl for it to a traveling merchant. I was bent over, and I could feel how hot my pussy was. He slammed into me, and he fucked me really hard. It was over fast. He had worked himself up in my throat. He came inside of me after making me cry out from how hard and deep he was. I could feel it running down my thighs as I crawled back into my cage. He hasn't come back yet, but when he does, I'm going to show him what a good girl I want to be. He told me that when I wanted to be a good girl, he would think about letting me out again. I told him I would do anything.